I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Having grown up in Kane, I'm hard-pressed to remember a Christmas without snow. Having a white Christmas always seemed to be practically guaranteed. A real lead pipe cinch. It is a fond childhood memory, and one of the great things about living on the hilltop. Today we'll remember the Christmas Eve snowstorm of 40 years ago. And speaking of snow, we'll wrap up this week's episode by finishing the story about Kane's snow trains. But first, on this day back in 1978, Mother Nature gave us a whopper of an early Christmas present. If you went to midnight services or Mass on Christmas Eve, you left church to find a wild winter wonderland outside. Heavy, wet snow, 14 inches of it, fell in little over an hour that night. Kids woke up on Christmas morning to 17 inches of new snow. It was like living in a snow globe. The year 1978 started off with a bang weather-wise, as nearly 53 inches of snow fell in January, following a December in which 39 inches fell. During that two-month period, nearly 8 feet of snow fell on the hilltop. 8 feet. During the week leading up to Christmas, John Cliff, editor of the Kane Republican, analyzed 50 years of weather patterns and recalled some of the heaviest snow years on record. 1923 set the pace with more than 167 inches of the white stuff. Both the winters of 1960 and 61 and 1955 and 56 topped out at more than 145 inches. Conversely, the winter of 1973-74 had the lightest snowfall on record with only 57 inches, followed by the winter of 1937-38 with just 72 inches. In world and national news of 40 years ago, violent anti-Shah student protests raged in Iran, reaching a pressure point and foreshadowing what would become the Iran hostage crisis a year later in 1979. President Jimmy Carter was resting comfortably after having hemorrhoid surgery. And serial killer John Wayne Gacy confessed to police, and 27 bodies were found under the porch of his Norwood Park, Illinois home. Electronic games and Star Wars toys were the best sellers for Christmas of 1978. Home computers, Mattel's Simon, and Bally's TV game led the way. Green operating room smocks and pants were also in fashion, as they were worn as pajamas or the tops with jeans. Cheech and Chong's comedy Up in Smoke played at the Temple Theater. The opening of the six-story Central Towers was the big news story of the year in Kane, with tenants moving in September. Construction for the Kane Commons housing project got underway at year-end of 1978. Now back to the snow trains story. A dearth of snow on the high slopes forced the cancellation of excursion trains from Pittsburgh in February of 1937. At that time, snow from a refrigerator rail car was used to make a lonely snowman on Fraley Street. And the Kane Republican reported that Carl Carlson and his crew at Stoll Hardware made an iron snowman out of pipe and fittings to mourn the lack of snow. Over time, efforts at creating a winter sports capital were hindered unduly by the commercial development restrictions of the Allegheny National Forest lands and unpredictable weather. These were the days before snowmaking machines, and counting on snow all winter long was risky business. Not having a cozy ski lodge nearby limited enthusiasts' travel largely to day tripping. As late as February of 1941, both the B&O and Pennsylvania Railroad were still running snow trains to Kane on a weather-permitting basis. With facilities at Big Gusty in need of costly maintenance and upkeep, the Kane Ski Club mostly lived hand-to-mouth. And in December of 1941, Kane's high hopes as a winter recreation capital were put on hold for good with the onset of U.S. involvement in World War II. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. Merry Christmas to all, and thank you for listening.